The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The overarching topic for the show tonight has been a question, Mark, that you have asked about. And anybody can answer from the Republican or Democratic Party. The question is, can you identify a losing issue within the party's current platform?
And your party, whatever that might be.
Take an objective view, if you can, of that platform and find one issue that's just not a winner. This is something that's driving people away from the party. This is upsetting people. It's going to maybe drive the party into the ground over time. Mark, you've identified a couple so far. But did you have another one that you wanted to throw out?
Yeah. I just want to say real quick that I came to this question when I accidentally sort of got sat next to a senior Democratic staffer who, one day after losing big to the Republicans, said to me with all seriousness on his face, like this guy did not appear to be lying at all, that he had no fear of the Republicans, that the Democrats have the issues and they have the demographics, that the Republicans over time are going to lose. Yeah, there might be some losses in the near future, but over time, the Republicans are it's the Republicans' race to lose.
Well, so obviously, if he didn't think they were going to win in the future, he wouldn't be spending his time with the party, right?
No, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, listen, well, maybe you're right, maybe you're not. I don't know. This guy seemed to be driven by issues, not by parties.
Well, anyway, the question has yet to be answered by a Republican who could identify one of the problem planks in the platform. What should be changed? What is a loser issue? And by the way, Democrats are free to call in and identify losing issues on their platform as well. That hasn't happened yet either.
I've got six. I've written down six losing issues for Republicans.
All right,
here.
Let's recap.
Abortion. Yeah. Anti-amnesty. I think that people being able to cross borders, imaginary lines, for me personally, I don't think there should be checks and balances on people coming to this country. That's my personal issue. However, Democrats certainly aren't they're winning based on the fact that Republicans want to have no amnesty. And the reason they want to have no amnesty, if you talk to them, is, but they'll vote Democrat when they get here. Now, that's a stupid position because you should be pandering to everybody. You should be trying to lure in new demographic groups. Because here's some news for you, folks. It's been several years since the majority of babies who were born were white. And if the Republican Party doesn't want to be the party of white guys, then it needs to expand its horizons somehow. Now, you don't have to like what I have to say. You just have to realize it's based in fact.
All right. I want to hear the other ones, but I don't want a lengthy explanation.
Okay. Gay marriage, marijuana, prostitution, and gambling.
Ooh, prostitution. That would be a good one. Let's continue here with your calls, because plenty of Republicans like prostitutes. They just won't admit it. Let's go to Mike, listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Go ahead, sir.
First of all, I want to say that your Democratic friend that you met on the train, he's not right about the Democrats having the issues. What they have is been successful in framing the issues. Their position on immigration is contrary to their position on the economy. They want to raise minimum wage through an artificial law passed by government instead of letting market forces raise the wages of our people. And that's through supply and demand. The 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants living and working in our economy are creating a false supply of workers. If there was a tightening of the borders and stricter enforcement of our immigration laws, there would allow wages to increase because there wouldn't be as many people to hire, and companies who are businesses would pay more for quality employees. At the rate today, we have 5% plus unemployment, plus however many illegal immigrants may be in the country. I've heard anywhere from 12 to 30 million tossed around as numbers. But even on the low end, 10 million workers who aren't even subject to the current minimum wage laws allow businesses to operate on a lower pay wage.
I got where you're coming from, Mike. Listen, this is important. I got where you're coming from. I think it's this is important. So you're a pretty smart guy. The fact that you said supply and demand, is he still there?
He's there.
Okay.
Yes, I'm
the fact that you said supply and demand and the way you frame this, I really get that you're on the smarter end of the scale. But what you got to consider, not necessarily IQ, but when it comes to sort of understanding social issues, that the person who has, let's call that voter IQ, so VIQ, right? So a voter IQ, for every person that's at 100 and the 100's average, once you realize how dumb the average person is, you realize that half of the people below that are dumb, dumber than that, all those people have votes. And you're explaining this from a very intelligent standpoint. Most voters are not doing that. They're voting however they're voting based on what mommy and daddy said was the right way to vote, or based on which party is going to give them what they want, or which party is going to hate on who they want to hate on.
Which is where I'm talking about the Republicans, one of their failures is not necessarily a platform point. It's in their ability to framework the conversation about
it ain't going
to
get better.
The way that people can understand. Well, people can understand supply and demand. They understand that if there's a lot of something, it'll be cheaper, and if there's not a lot of something, it could be more valuable. And
well, you just before you go on, I mean, you did mention something in your first statement about supply. Did you say it was false supply? The people that were here as immigrants.
Well, it's a supply that's greater than the actual number, and this goes not just for Americans.
Well, greater than the what? Greater than the what?
The number of legal immigrants and American citizens who are here that are looking for work, that are competing against those who are here illegally.
Taking away this whole illegal legal thing and just looking at the idea of supply and demand, supplying workers in this particular case, why shouldn't people be able to fill their jobs that they have, that they need to hire people from wherever, people around the world from wherever they want to, without having to ask government bureaucrats permission?
Well, we are a government and we are a country that is a country is defined by its borders.
But, sir, that doesn't answer my question. That doesn't answer my question. I ask you why, if you Republicans support freedom of association and freedom of business and economic freedom, which I thought Republicans supported economic freedom, what I hear you saying is that screw your economic freedom. We think protectionism is more important. We're going to shut down the borders and you have to beg permission to hire somebody.
Contrary to that, we allow and have about 1 million legal immigrants come every year into our country. On top of that issue, over 700,000 work visas to other foreign people to come to our country and work. There is no...
What your bureaucrats do doesn't impress me. You're making excuses for telling me how I can run my business. Who do you think you are?
No, first of all, you have a lot of rules and regulations on how you can run your business.
So you support that then? You support having... So as a Republican, are you a small government guy?
First of all, we only have two parties, the party of big government and the party of bigger government. The Republicans are a party of big government. The Democrats are a party of even bigger government.
I see.
The big problem is we
So you're okay with regulations, you're okay with
there
rules
be
and
some. There's
okay through.
Regulations
right. As long as you get to write them. As long as you are in charge.
The safety of our people, our health, these things that the government should have.
You trust the government for that. You trust the government?
Oh, absolutely not. The government is ripe with corruption.
Weren't you just saying something about the safety of the people? I mean, why would you trust somebody with your safety if you don't trust them?
Somebody has to be in charge, and that is our elected officials. Mm. And the people, just like with the
why can't you be in charge?
Up in cars and killing people.
Why can't you be in charge, Mike? Why can't you be in charge of your own life?
I am in charge of my life and my
business. Okay, but why do you want to be in charge of my life and my business?
I don't.
Yeah, you do. You just told me I can't hire somebody from around the world unless they jump through some bureaucratic hoops. That doesn't sound like freedom to me. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go ahead,
Mike. Was right about, and this is important to point out, is he was comparing and contrasting the Democrats' position on the minimum wage with the Democrats' position on amnesty. He believes that if you, and he's right, when you increase the supply of labor, you're necessarily going to drive down the price of personnel costs.
Great.
He's right.
The price of the products.
Indeed. But he's making the point that Democrats both want to raise the cost of employing somebody and increase immigration. That is a problem, and it is going to be catastrophic for the economy.
Yeah, sure.
He's right about that. So I understand where you're coming from. Mike is, you know, protectionist, but the vast majority of people are protectionists when it comes to labor. Mm. So we have a very
marginal... like cheap products, but they don't like competition for their own jobs.
Well, I don't even care about competition for the jobs. The fact is that if you think that this country is worth living in, then why shouldn't somebody else come here and be able to make a better life for themselves? As long as they're not sucking off of government welfare. I don't believe in that stuff.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get you on the air with your thoughts on whatever's on your mind here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Our toll free number tonight brought to you by ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data. That means your internet service provider, once you start using ProXPN, your ISP will not know what you're doing online. Right now, they probably know all the websites you visited and the search terms you're entering, and they may be keeping those logs on you for up to 5 years in some cases. You want to put a stop to that? Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there. It's totally free to get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account at ProXPN, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And you can get it all for about $5 a month with our discount code FTL50. FTL standing for Free Talk Live, and 50 standing for 50% off of the price of their annual account. Now, when you use that code, FTL50, you get that savings for the lifetime of your account. And you can save even more if you use code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin for the annual account. You'll get 62% off in that case. So go and get started right now at proxpn.com/FTL. Doesn't matter if you got Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android. All of those operating systems work. In fact, Linux, you can even get to work with ProXPN. It's just a bit of a different setup process. So go and get started at proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC. And get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Plus, you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. We go right back into your calls and thoughts here. People have been sharing with us what they think the weakness is. What is a poor issue, a losing issue that the political party, of which you may or may not be a member, the Republicans or Democrats, for instance, what's a losing issue that these guys currently have in their platform? That was the main question that you'd asked, Mark, earlier tonight. That's led into a larger conversation as well, just kind of about the fact that people within these political parties cannot see, as we've determined so far tonight. They really can't see the loser issues.
Well, nobody's given me an issue that they consider to be a loser for either party that's
in the party. That person is in the party.
Yeah, well, that I have not already identified for the Republican Party.
Well, so far, none of the Republican callers have identified a losing issue within their political party.
There are Republicans that have identified losing issues for Democrats, and they all have to do with sort of fiscal conservatism.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We go first to Dan in Wisconsin, listening in the Madison area to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I consider myself a super conservative Christian. Listening to the last four or five callers and stuff, the first thing that came to my mind was Shirley Temple, because it's almost like they're living in a Shirley Temple world, and their comments are just basically around second grade level. And I'm not being derogatory, and I don't want to belittle them, but this is what happens when you listen to mainstream media from the time you're young. You're at about a second grade level Shirley Temple view of the world.
Can you narrow that down for me? What specifically have you heard over the last half hour that was the Shirley Temple view of the world?
Well, first of all, the Christian guy, he would take about 2 minutes to talk through. The stuff that he talks about, it's goofy talk. First of all, I'm a Christian, but most of the churches you go to, they teach at a second grade level. They admit to me. I says, I like your church, but to me, it's sort of like a second grade level. Not to be doctrine. And they go, yes, but that's the way they have to, you know, just, I know what you're saying, but for people to understand it, that's how they have to talk, you know, to get the enough people in the church and stuff. This isn't one church. This is multiple churches and stuff. And then you got, who's the guy, Ralph Reed or whatever, they got Focus of the Family. He bought into the government. You know, you see all these Christians hanging around with these devils from Washington, and they're thinking, yeah, I'm connected to the power structure and stuff. If you're connected to them people in Washington, you're in bed with the devil now. That's just the Christian part of it. Mm. The guy that was talking
about...
Yeah, there was a guy that was talking about the government. There's bigger government... The Republicans are big, and the Democrats
are bigger.
A fantasy. Absolute fantasy. These people have bosses that tell them what to do. They give them money, and they say... The Democrats don't have good issues. They're not allowed to talk about certain issues. They would never even get dime one from these super powerful people that are running welfare schemes on the public, like Monsanto, GM, all these people that get all this hundreds of millions of dollars from the government of your money and stuff. And he thinks that these so-called leaders are, you know, bringing up issues. Their issues are only what the issues are the people that are running Washington. And as far as him voting between the two parties, you're not voting for them. All you're doing, you're rubber stamping who's picked. That's why I'm in the election sets. I go, this is the front runner. And even right now, they're saying Hillary's going to be the front runner. Hillary has the money. That means she's been picked. They're telling you this is your choice and stuff. Then they go, Mitt Romney, he's a front runner, this and that. So the people think they have a choice. That's why I said Shirley Temple. They're at a second grade level. A second
Dan,
grade
you
level
know what
I
cannot, you, sorry. What I was going to say is I really appreciate your passion, and thanks for calling tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do agree with his statement that, you know, there is no choice here. I mean, between the Republicans and the Democrats, you do have people who ultimately want to choose their corporate buddies, their masters, whoever those people might be. They certainly aren't interested in you and your freedom.
I wasn't asking questions for the politicians. As far as I'm concerned, the politicians are bought and paid for. Washington, D.C. is half of halfway. It's just a structure to maintain power over you. The other half is a dog and pony show to get you involved.
Let's talk to Joseph. He is in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live, Joseph.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
All right. I called in to talk about a movie named Back to the Future, specifically
Excellent.
The second one.
All right.
I know I saw the first one, maybe not the second one.
I love these movies. They're great, great films. So go ahead.
Okay. You know how they had flying cars, hoverboards, and self-driving clothes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we actually have all three of those now.
Yeah.
Flying cars, hoverboards, and self. What was it, clothes?
Drying. Well, I can run up the drying. They self-clean.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Like certain thread technology or whatever somehow repels dirt. Is that what you're getting at?
That, and if it's exposed to ultraviolet light, it actually will obliterate dirt as well.
Wow. What is that called? I mean, what is the tech called, you know?
Oh, I can't remember.
I wonder why these things aren't widely, I mean, you know, I know why the flying cars aren't, because the FAA, you know, whatever, just isn't going to let flying cars happen. And I suppose hoverboards might be something similar. But at this point, hoverboards are still...
No, the FAA is not involved in hoverboards.
It depends on how high you get.
Okay, fair enough. They're not getting very high these days, let me tell you.
No, but I mean, you're still talking about technology that's in its infancy. People aren't using it to travel back and forth from home to the grocery store or anything like that.
True. It's a proof of concept, at least as far as the hoverboard is concerned. There was a recent news article about that coming out. Joseph, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah. Definite losing point is probably gun rights.
For which party?
I'd say for both, actually.
All right, Joseph, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, bigger, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Do get interactive with the various features you'll find on the website. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to support the show, one of the ways to do that is to become an amplifier. Please do over at amped.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live because your $5 a month goes right into the show. It is, you know, after the credit card company takes their cut. The remainder of that $5 a month is sent to us, and we can invest that in Free Talk Live. We can get on new radio stations by reaching out to them with advertising and you know, campaign of affiliate relations, as they call it in the business, essentially calling on stations and inviting them to pick up the show. We can also bring new listeners online through online advertising, like with Google AdWords, and we can increase our satellite footprint around the globe. There's a lot we can do with just $5 a month from you, and you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and the Amp Only Facebook group and more. Go get the details. You can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at AMP. That's A-M-P, like advertise, market, and promote. AMP.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts. There are a lot of people who want to get on this topic of, you know, what is an example of an issue that one of the political parties has, doesn't matter which one, Republicans or Democrats, preferably you should be a member of the party that you can identify this issue. But can you identify an issue within a political party that is a loser? It's a loser of an issue. This is driving people away from this particular political party. Mark, go through real quick your list of, what was it, five or six that you came up with?
Yeah, this is just for the Republicans, and that's because I am one. Abortion, this anti-amnesty attitude that's going on out there, gay marriage, marijuana legalization, many times the Republicans are standing against that, and I tossed in prostitution and gambling. Republicans seem to be the more socially conservative, so they're the ones more likely to stand against those things, too.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dana is in Grand Rapids, listening to TKG. Hey, Dana.
Hi. You can call me Dana, or you may refer to me as Shirley Temple. I want to talk about the issue thing, but I have to comment about that Dan from Wisconsin. Why is it that people who call in talk shows, when they precede their statement with, I am a Christian, right away I know to put my guard up. If that man were a Christian, he wouldn't refer to the gentleman who came to Christ from atheism as, you know, second grade mentality. Because it says in the Bible, the only way to heaven, I mean, one of the ways besides love one another and but love God first with all of your being,
I like those verses.
Thank you. And another thing is you must become childlike. And that means children, the way you treat each other, the way you think, it must be so simplistic and everything is just for God. So for him to say he's a Christian and not another Christian because he's a second grade level mentality, Dan isn't a Christian. He doesn't know the basic tenets of Christianity. And I want to say one other thing about the gentleman from L.A. I said this to you, and I'll get to the Republican thing that nobody's brought up, not even Mark. But I want to say something, and I've said this to you guys before. You hear yourself through headsets when you're responding to callers. But when we're out here listening to you, it's more intense. I don't know which other way to explain it. And you guys, libertarians, the idea of libertarianism, and specifically you two, and what you started there is a great thing. But when someone doesn't agree with you, or you don't agree with someone, you come across as really condescending. For a Christian to search to see if God is the right religion, you know, Christianity is the right faith, or if Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit are the right people to believe in, is an easier search than when you believe there is nothing. And so for that man to go on contrary to what...
Well, I'm pretty sure Mark actually gave him credit.
Right, I gave him credit for that.
Maybe you missed that part.
But real quick, just lay it on us, Dana. What's the issue? Because we have a lot of callers. So what's the issue that you think it's the loser?
Okay, let me give you some things. I think, Mark, that those issues that you mentioned are coming from the left to convince Americans, just another propaganda ploy, to convince Americans this is why the Republicans, and I'm not a diehard Republican, I'm more conservative or libertarian, that convinced that you're a loser if you vote for these losers. Because here are the facts. Oregon, very liberal state, just like Washington.
Now, we don't want to get into all the details here, Dana. Okay. You can name your issue or not.
They just voted down driver's license for illegal aliens.
They also voted up marijuana.
On gay marriage, it went from 53 to 48-49% that were pro-gay marriage. So they're losing, and I don't think the cake thing and the...
Dana, I'm going to give you one more chance. You can give us the issue that you believe is a losing issue for the Republicans. Please do it now.
Oh, they need to stop spending. Why do you think that when Obama was elected...
Okay, good enough. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We don't have time for the editorial comments. We got to continue here. Want to get as many folks on as possible. Bregan, you're on Free Talk Live in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bregan.
Hey, guys. I am listening to you on 92.1 also in Madison.
Great.
Like the other caller. And yes. I appreciate the fact that they actually carry this. It's kind of surprising because you guys be having a slightly libertarian slant.
Slightly.
Kind of, it's very refreshing. Very Thanks, refreshing man. And Madison.
I would say we're very libertarian.
Yeah,
on
we
this
take
show.
We take libertarianism and kick it through the goalposts.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I was brought up a liberal Democrat in a very conservative county north of Milwaukee, and after owning my own business with 50 employees, I have had a change of heart, and I appreciate the fact that Ted Anderson and GCN kind of plow through, and I'd like to see you guys on more different on different stations and different.
We're on 166 of them. What's that losing issue?
Well, flag burning. Well, let's go back to flag burning.
On which side, the Republicans?
Yeah, I think Republicans.
Yeah, or you could go back to prohibition. You know, I mean, so everyone's going to have a losing issue, a losing side. So my brother is listening right now, and maybe my dad. If he can pull in that station. We have an aunt who's been out of the closet since the 50s, and she was one of the major plaintiffs in the suit in Indiana who sued the state of Indiana for the right for gay marriage. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. I think it is a losing issue, but I want to go further than that and say that there are plenty of issues, Republican or Democrat. I'm neither one. I'd love to see a Russ Feingold and a Ron Paul ticket.
So yet again, Mark, another person who's not a Republican who is able to identify a losing issue within the Republican Party. Thus far, every Republican who's called has been pretty bad at identifying their own losing issues.
But I am very libertarian now.
Good deal. You know what you should check out is the Free State Project. Anybody who describes themselves as very libertarian really owes it to themselves to go to freestateproject.org. And I thank you, Brendan, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. We've got Brad somewhere in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Brad.
How you doing?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Well, I think racism is a losing issue in both parties. They'll never get rid of the racism. In the country.
Meaning that inside the party there's racism? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, racism in general, in the civilian community. I mean, look at Obama. He's half white, he's half black, but he identifies himself as African-American. You know, so that's, you know, you're losing the racism, you know, racial.
There's a lot of historical precedent for that.
And what is that?
Well, the sort of one drop rules that one drop of blood rules that existed in the past.
Brad, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We got to continue here. 855-450-FREE. If you're on the line, we're going to do our best to get you in next. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Longevity's Immune Booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Actually, don't.
At this point, don't.
Because our phones are loaded. You're not going to get through anyway. If you're on the line right now, we will do our best to get you in here. But don't worry if we can't get to you tonight. And it's frequently the case that we can't get to everybody. If we can't get to you tonight, we've got a show tomorrow night. Mark, you'll be here for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live tomorrow night. We are on, even if we're not on your local radio station at that time, we're on here on the internets at freetalklive.com. You can get us 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, always live for you to bring up anything that you would like. We've been talking quite a bit about the losing issues. What are the losing issues on either side, the Democrats, the Republicans? What are the issues? And preferably you should answer the question from within one party. So, like, if you're a Republican, can you tell us what the losing issues are for the Republicans?
Yeah,
if you
it's easy just to lambast the other party.
Right. If you're a Democrat, can you tell us what the losing – be honest. What's a losing issue that the party has? Toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Again, not that you can call it now. So let's go to Richie in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live. Richie.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to answer the question that people go at length trying to answer and just say that immigration is definitely, you know, what I envision in the future is definitely going to be there. It has to be free for civilization to continue to thrive. So I think that's one that.
So true.
Openborders.org. Openborders.org suggests that there will be an immediate – well, there would be a doubling in world GDP if every nation just opened up their borders. Obviously, this isn't going to happen.
Definitely.
But there's a benefit to nations in the form of, you know, cheap labor if they allow people to move there and build a better life for themselves. Immigrants have built this country time and again, generation again and again, and now we've constructed a whole bunch of rules that prevent people from coming here. Unlike there were in the past, there were certainly some rules, but they didn't start until 1880. And now we just say, hey, you don't follow the law, then you're bad.
Thanks, Richie.
Question, Ian?
Go ahead, quick.
Actually, I've been doing some direct action this weekend. It's the first time I've ever done it. And I've kind of put together a video, a 3-in-1 cop walking video that I did on the south side last night. It's extremely busy. I probably interacted with over a dozen uniformed unmarked police as well within like a 20-minute period. And I'm not sure how I really want to publish it and go about moving about in the future because this is definitely like an urban. They're not used to being filmed. So I was just kind of wondering your advice on somebody who's kind of by themselves thinking about using this form of direct action.
So the question is, you're out cop blocking in a major city alone. Your question is, what should you do? I'm not really clear on what you're asking me.
As far as publishing, should I self-publish or would you recommend going through cop block if I feel like I want to continue this as a...
I see what you're saying. Okay, so copblock.org is a decentralized website, an activist group that has, you know, people all over the globe who are helping hold police accountable through the use of video cameras. I don't know if CopBlock is just going to let anybody upload to their official YouTube channel. I don't know what the parameters are on who gets in and who doesn't on that. So I would recommend having your own channel, building, you know, there may already be a Pittsburgh CopBlock. If not, you could start that and upload your videos there. And then what you can do is you go to copblock.org and you can submit your content that you've already created to their site, and they'll put it up. So that's the way I would go about it. Build your own brand there, or better yet, get out of Pittsburgh and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But, Richie, thanks for the call tonight. We got to go on here and get David in Lynchburg listening to WLNI. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, you're on the air.
I've been listening, and I'm going to get right to the loser issues. As a Republican, and I've got some for the Democrat if you have time for me, I think the big loser is abortion. And the reason I say that is there's seldom an issue, there's often an issue, and I think this is the reason I've honed in on that, that goes against the underlying philosophy that we're sold to become members of the party or, you know, the overall ideology. In my mind, I am definitely personally pro-life, but I do not want the government having a say. That to me would be like the most liberal position you could take is to have.
I was going to say that's a very libertarian position. There are a lot of libertarians who feel strongly pro-life, but they know that getting in the government involved in these decisions is the worst possible solution. And I thank you for the call, David. I wish we had time for more, but we don't tonight because I want to get Jason on the line here in Richmond, Virginia. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about what the losing issues are. And I think that, honestly, there's let's be real. We live in a time now where there are so many people in America who are so uninformed about the issues that are going on in politics that the people who are informed are vastly, vastly, vastly outnumbered by the people who aren't. I mean, let's be real. Obama, the first time he got elected was you ask, you know, the vast majority of people who voted for him probably didn't know three things he stood for. You know, the word on the street was he's awesome, you know, go vote for him, you know. And the only reason that Republicans won the House this last time around was because, you know, almost everybody didn't even know it was election day until it was already over, you know. Like, we're just like, the issues aren't ever going to weigh out how cool someone is these days or how popular they are. That's just the world we live in. There's too many people in America, too many people who don't care anymore about the issues. They just want who they want.
It's true. Some people will vote for a presidential candidate based on how they look. I mean, that much is true.
The same staffer that I was talking to on the train, though, that started the whole story, he almost went out of his gourd when I said that some people aren't qualified to vote. And, I mean, it made him crazy when I said it. But the fact is that when you're talking about any area of intelligence, and I'm not saying this is just, you know, how smart you are, but, you know, information in any area, you're going to have people above and below the mean. And as far as I'm concerned, people below the mean have no business making decisions in this area for the rest of us.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah. And that's the world we live in. You know, and it's going to be like that from now on. There's so many people in America. Our culture is getting more farther away from politics and caring about details. We're people growing up in schools these days are more accepting of everyone. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know, so they just...
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with
it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being accepting towards people, but at the same time, I certainly don't value politics either. I mean, I get where you're coming from, that you wish more people would pay attention, but at the same time, I can't blame them for not wanting to. I mean, if you pay attention to politics, it becomes a very, very disappointing thing. You know, these politicians are just constantly trying to come up with new ways to control people, and anybody that really that pays attention knows there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats.
No,
so who can blame anybody? Thanks, Jason, for your call. Who can blame anybody for throwing up their hands in frustration saying, to hell with this, I'm just going to play a video game or watch some television or, you know, do something else, read a book, do something else and entertain myself and not be so frustrated by the difficulties
right.
of the system. I don't blame anybody for wanting to tune that stuff out. Now, of course, if you aren't tuning the stuff out and you're really frustrated by these things and you love liberty, then you really should join the Free State Project and go to freestateproject.org if you know understand that freedom means you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. The idea behind the Free State Project is let's get people together who care about liberty. That way we can raise the sort of collective intelligence in a given area. We can communicate these ideas more effectively to our neighbors and hopefully get them to care. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Diego in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live, Diego.
Hey, yes. It's actually Diogo, but that's all right.
I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Diogo.
Yeah, that's all right. Which I'm an immigrant, by the way. I don't think it matters. But I mostly identify as Republican. I agree mostly with the libertarian issues, which – a lot of them run as Republicans. And actually, I think the main issue, which goes along with the communication issue that Republicans claim to have, is that they base a lot of they base their arguments on this theological, religious view of theirs. And that's how they use that's what they use to argue their point, which allows the Democrats to simply say, see, this is simply an appeal to religion, which we all know is a logical fallacy. And, you know, it labels all Republicans as unscientific, you know, and the American people, even if they identify, quote unquote, as Judeo-Christian, which most of them, you know, don't even know what that religion means, practically all still would reject a theocracy. And that's what people fail to understand, is that appealing to religion on why we should pass certain laws is just a flawed way to present your argument. There's plenty of reasonable, scientific, you know, numerical ways to argue the point, and yet they keep going to, oh, Jesus this, Jesus that, you know. And I understand everyone has their religious views, but, you know, come on, let's make a good argument here. You know, we have a lot of truth on our side. We don't need to argue religion. There's just no need.
I like where you're coming from on that one, Diogo, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Ralph on. Ralph, you got about the last 15 seconds. Go quick.
Hey, Ralph. Good evening to you. This is Ralph calling you from New Jersey.
Hello.
I like the format of your show. Okay? We read you live, and you are, well, look at the state motto of New Hampshire. Live or die free. So that's where
Ralph, I don't know what you're talking about, but if we have more time for you, I would love to keep you on. We don't have time, unfortunately. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.